News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
By David McRedmond, the Chief Executive of On Post, to have a look at some of the stories that may not yet have come to your attention or that may need further analysis. And we start with one of those, which is the Taoiseach over the weekend saying that he will fulfil his mandate and lead Fianna Fáil into the next elections. This has the feeling, David, of a line getting finally drawn under the pressure, that if one can draw a line under pressure, that he was under last week. Effectively, that is it for the meantime. He's safe.
I think so. I don't think there really was that much pressure. It didn't appear that. I mean, there is a danger always in politics of being obsessed with the current events. And I found it hard when I was looking at this story this morning. I was trying to remember what were the events of last week, you know. So
I think blockades were part of it.
Blockades were part of it. I think, you know, we don't want to be in a position of such instability. You know, if you look in the UK where they've got into the habit of changing leaders far too frequently, you know, you elect a government and you expect a government to work. Now, it's not that they shouldn't be held to scrutiny and all of those things, but chopping and changing leaders is not the issue. The issue is the government actually implementing the policy? We have elections. We can always kick a government out if we don't like it.
Well, I wonder, are we to some extent so far down the other side of that spectrum? Because there is a generation of people now who have known nothing other than Fine Gael in government in one way or another. And there is a century of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in government.
I think that's absolutely true. You know, there's no doubt there is, you could argue that, yeah, this is too stable. And anyway, what, by the way, is the virtue of stability, or what's the virtue of balance in a very rapidly changing world? It is about getting it right. But I certainly think a protest is not sufficient reason to go changing a leader. By and large, you know, the government has to get on with its stuff and get on with its work.
Presumably, though, he was greatly helped by two things. The impending presidency of the European Council, which would have been, it would have been seen as precipitous to remove a leader coming into that. And secondly, the fact that the person who was most identified as being pretender to the throne didn't exactly have a great time of it himself, that being Jim O'Callaghan.
Yeah, look, I can't comment on the politics as a public servant. I can't comment on the politics of it. But if you just think in terms of the process and managerially, you know, you've got to follow those paths. I think that generations will come true. I think there is a sense that will happen. I think there might be a sense that the opposition has it really changed itself in terms of what are the various potential coalitions that could be there if you want an alternative government. So, there's a degree to which it's up to others to show what they have.
53106, if you have your 087-1400-106. Interesting story this morning. More than 200 US military flights over Ireland going unreported due to an administrative error.
Yeah, well, the administrative error seems ridiculous. You know, you know, we know how many flights and we record these things. So, but look, I think the only thing about it, though, is an overflight is not, you know, I question how serious that really is. I mean, are we really saying that people just have to fly around, you know, at 40,000 feet, they have to fly around some mythical kind of island of Ireland up in the sky? You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's flights will fly over. I mean, I think it's different, and I can understand protesters around flights landing in Shannon and we're a neutral country and all of those things. But seriously, flights.
Is there not an implicit support if you are saying we will facilitate you through our legally held airspace?
No, there isn't. No. A plane, I have made no decision about a plane at 40,000 feet. I don't know what plane is at 40,000 feet. I'm not aiding a war for a plane at 40,000 feet.
But do you not make a political statement if you do the opposite, where you say, we know that there are an awful lot of US military flights that are heading to be involved in a war, and we won't let them?
No, because what the hell are you going to do about it? You're going to shoot them down or something? What are you going to do? I mean, it just is, there's a point at which you've got to accept, look, we're an island. We're a small country. We'll do our own thing. Of course, we should, you know, we have our own view. We have our neutrality. We want to protect that. But I mean, the limits of that protection are probably seen in the limits of our own ability to defend ourselves.
Now, there is a story this morning that is weirdly close to your own heart that I want to get your view on, which is that a Fendt, as in F-E-N-D-T, a Fendt battery-powered tractor is going to be in showrooms in Ireland for next month, which means that you could be farming using EV. The practicalities of this I don't know about, but in theory, there is going to be a battery-powered tractor available. Now, the reason why this is up your street is because your organisation has unique insights into the practicalities of EV, given the EV fleet.
And our EV fleet performs fantastically. It lasts, you know, we've now had the biggest test of a fleet, one of the biggest tests in Europe, and the an EV lasts 2 years longer than a diesel vehicle because it's got fewer moving parts.
And for your vehicles, do you swap out batteries or do they just reach end of life totally?
They're done. They last for the lifetime. And you know, so we're seeing, and that hugely changes the economics of it. Now, having said that, looking at this article in the Daily Mail, the Fendt tractor, it costs €235,000. That's a small plane.
Indeed, you know, tractors ain't cheap at the best of times, though.
That is not cheap. And I can understand why people were upset last week with their tractors and having to fill that with diesel. €235,000.
Now, of course, the other issue, I assume, though, is that where EVs have been proven very well is in relatively light duty, so that where you're using them in the fleet, they tend to be replacing diesel-powered vans. The kind of HGV, heavy haulage or heavy torque and power output stuff that tractors would be doing, EV hasn't been quite as successful there yet.
No, and I think it isn't proven yet. I presume it is in this case. I presume they're confident selling it. But, you know, we're not confident yet to move to EV trucks. We power our trucks with HVO, which is an alternative fuel, and that removes about 85 to 90% of the carbon emissions. But we're not confident enough yet. The trucks, the HGV trucks, really, I think but I don't think it's going to be very long. The next couple of years, we'll have it. I mean, if you just look at, look in the UK, the best-selling cars in the UK are made by companies you never heard of 2 years ago coming from China. Never heard of them. And it's, and that's astonishing. So the world is changing and that will develop. So I would expect in a couple of years we'll have those.
Final thing, there's a story that says that medical students in Trinity College are going to be assessed on their capacity for love and human connection from this year. How does love and human connection help me with my kidney dialysis?
Yeah, well, I never fell in love with a Trinity student. I was in UCD and they were well beyond me. I think I'd like to think that it was always the case that people would be assessed on their empathy and ability to love and in medicine. And here, Claire Donoghue and Colin Doherty, who are the TCD team who have led this, I think it's absolutely right. I mean, any of us who've been in hospital, you are particularly vulnerable when you're in a prone position on a bed. And the old idea of a man walking in a three-piece suit with his two assistants behind him to deliver bad news, I mean, I think that's over. And I certainly, you know, in any illness I've had wonderful care from young consultants who I think are properly trained to be this way and to be empathetic. It's the same, by the way, though. It's not just that. It's the same in business or anywhere else. I think we've all learnt that this kind of view of the 1980s, of the really tough, you know, if you need a friend, get a dog sort of businessman, those days are over. And now we've all got to be a bit nicer. Even Michael O'Leary says it.
David, thank you very much. David McRemmon, Chief Executive of On Post.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.